Two more Australians have died from the virus as tough border control measures to slow the spread of the disease have been enacted overnight. Under new rules that came into effect at midnight, people returning from overseas are being forced to self-isolate for 14 days. They'll face heavy penalties and possible detention if they don't comply. Cruise ships from foreign ports have also been banned from docking for the next 30 days. It comes as two more Australians have died from COVID-19, taking the national death toll to 5.
The banning of events for more than 500 people has thrown the world of arts, entertainment and sport into turmoil. Performers and athletes now face an uncertain future, while tens of thousands of ticket holders await refunds. The acclaimed theatre production of Harry Potter and the Cursed Child is expected to close in Melbourne today until further notice. Meanwhile, large sporting fixtures are set to take place in empty stadiums, if they go ahead at all.
Countries in Europe are facing unprecedented restrictions, with restaurants and bars closed in France and people confined to their homes in Spain. 47 million Spaniards are now in lockdown. Spain has reported more than 6,300 cases and 196 deaths. There has also been a massive spike of deaths in Italy, which has recorded a one-day record of 368. Now that has taken the number of deaths in Italy to more than 1,800, and there are fears the death toll there could eventually exceed that in China.